A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, everyone. It is time for the Redman Bytage podcast on today, Tuesday, the 7th of May. A couple of things to talk about, some transfer-related stuff, a little bit on the insight of the new Liverpool incoming manager, Arne Slot, as well. We're going to start then with an article from thehardtackle.com, which I was absolutely assured when sent the link that it is a football website, which is useful, and not anything else. But yeah, according to them, Liverpool are in contact with agents of Willian Pacho, who is valued around £50 million by Eintracht Frankfurt ahead of the summer. They then want to say that according to the Daily Mirror, Liverpool are prioritising a move for Pacho ahead of the summer and have already initiated contacts with agents of the Eintracht Frankfurt centre-back. The Ecuadorian defender has plenty of other suitors, including Arsenal, but the Merseysiders are likely to begin with their push for the centre-back, who will cost £50 million. Liverpool are set to begin their defensive overhaul once the current disappointing season comes to a close. There are some hard decisions to be made, with a left-footed centre-back seemingly one of their priority targets ahead of the next window. A recent report has insisted that incoming manager Arne Slot wants Gonzalo Inacio as his preferred option for the left-footed centre-back role. However, it appears that Eintracht Frankfurt's £50 million rated William Pacho could have emerged as a priority target for Liverpool. Arsenal are in the race for the Ecuadorian defender, although they probably need to prioritise another position as a right-sided star might be on Mikel Arteta's mind. Hence Liverpool, who are in the race for the Eintracht Frankfurt man, valued at £50 million by the Bundesliga giants. They could also propose a buy-to-loan offer, something that Frankfurt will likely reject. Okay, the Reds are already in contact with agents. It feels like they've said this a lot in this article, let's be honest, which shows they intend to bring the £50 million rated centre-back to the club next summer, although many fans will hope he is not a replacement for Virgil van Dijk. What is this article? Liverpool's defensive overhaul, they continue. Any changes they can make to the backline this summer, including some key departures. Van Dijk's future remains uncertain. That's not true, he's spoken about that. While Joe Gomez is considering an exit to have a more prominent role elsewhere, with a return to London mooted for the versatile 26-year-old defender. There are also departures expected for Joel Matip, meaning they might target at least two new centre-backs in the summer. There are links with a few full-backs at Liverpool, which could mean higher competition for places next season under Slot. It is a wide-reaching and yet massively repetitive article there from the Hard Tackle. I think some interesting points, least of all just a new name to discuss there. It wouldn't surprise me, and I think we saw that a left-sided centre-half was on Liverpool's list of priorities last summer, but not so high that they really, really put their foot to the floor and I think went big on it. They obviously decided that what they had, they would be able to run with. We saw Levi Colwill, who plays in that position, very, very strongly, very, very strongly linked. But yeah, nothing came of that ultimately. In fact, he signed a new deal with Chelsea. Piero Hincapié was one of those linked strongly as well by Leverkusen. And as mentioned, Inacio's name has come up a number of times in recent times as well. So yeah, it feels like the shape of that is right. But whether that is something that Liverpool will make a move for, or whether this guy in particular is the one, 22 years old, fits the mould in terms of height, and again in terms of he's played 41 times this season as a centre half, one appearance as a left back, and I wouldn't say that therefore means he's got the versatility, but it will be something that Liverpool will certainly have an eye on, and in particular making sure Virgil van Dijk doesn't have to go foot to the floor for as many minutes as he had done. By the time this season finishes, he's going to be touching 4,000 minutes played, which is a lot for someone at his stage of his career.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Right, we'll move things on then to a little bit of a discussion point raised by two former Liverpool players, Liverpool Echo covering this one, written by Jake Stokes and Jacob Leakes. Jamie Redknapp and Daniel Sturridge disagree on Liverpool rebuild priority as two deals eyed. The subheading is Liverpool have some big name players in need of new contracts this summer, with Mohamed Salah and Trent Alexander-Arnold entering the latter stages of their current deals. Liverpool have been told to offer Salah and Trent new deals before welcoming any new faces to Anfield this summer. The pair were instrumental in the Reds' recent victory over Tottenham, with the Egypt international opening the scoring just a quarter of an hour into the game. Salah's current contract is set to expire next year, and although Liverpool turned down a hefty £150 million offer from the Saudi Pro League club Al-Ittihad last summer, his mixed performance this season has sparked speculation about his future, especially with Jurgen Klopp's impending departure at the end of the season. Interest from Saudi clubs is expected to resurface for the 31-year-old winger, leaving the Reds with limited time to secure his stay or risk losing him on a free transfer next year. Jamie Redknapp has highlighted Salah's situation as the club's most pressing issue this summer. Speaking on Sky Sports, as quoted by the Mirror, the former Liverpool midfielder suggested Salah could leave Anfield. He said, the one thing when you look at the contract situation, there are players that have got, like, obviously Trent and Virgil van Dijk. They've only got a year left of their contract. I think I won't be surprised if Mo Salah goes in the summer. I can see now that he's 32 in June. I wouldn't be surprised if... And I think with Liverpool maybe getting the money, the right money, and they're not going to say they're going to sell him, I could just see look like he was going to go last year. While Salah would be the priority if Redknapp was in charge at Liverpool, Daniel Sturridge has insisted it's Alexander-Arnold who should be the focus. The right-back has once again starred despite an injury-disrupted season. He says that's a tough one because I think all the top clubs around Europe are going to be sniffing. Then you've got Liverpool, who I think they've got to do everything in their power to get Alexander-Arnold to sign on the dotted line. You can't lose a man of Trent. You know, he's from the city. You're talking guys like Gerrard and Carragher who've represented one club, and I think that's what you kind of want for Trent. Of course, Salah, Mo and Virg, they're guys that, you know, they've brought in. They've been absolutely world-class for the football club, but the local lad in Trent who's become a superstar at the football club, he's the one you want to make sure. Yeah, interesting points there, and yeah, again, a representative of the issues that the new manager coming in is going to have to deal with before he even starts to think about what else he wants to add to his squad. Lastly then on that topic, and it's another quite interesting article by Kiefer McDonald in the Liverpool Echo, headlined "Incoming Liverpool boss Arne Slot set for critical transfer decisions as five stars return." Now this is a bit of a deeper focus on some of the bigger named players amongst Liverpool's loanees who will be returning to the club this summer, how they performed and whether they'll be likely to get the chance. And I think it'd be really interesting to do a little bit more on this. We've got Dan Clubb at the moment doing a lot of loan watch interviews in a sort of expert insight format, trying to find out from people who've watched them this season just how some of these lads have performed. But just to give you a few of the names on the list here, first and foremost is Tyler Morton. And Kiefer writes, in total, Morton made 41 appearances across all competitions as he underlined his talent and impressive durability by featuring in a range of midfield roles as the Tigers came agonisingly close to securing a place in the playoffs in the final weeks of the season. He's made no secret of his desire to forge a long and successful career at Anfield like his hero Steven Gerrard, and will have his eyes set on impressing the newly appointed Dutchman this summer. His well-rounded skill set has earned him recognition for both the club and country this season. Another one who joined him at Hull was Fabio Carvalho, and they say the 23-24 season will prompt mixed emotions from Fabio Carvalho when he reviews his campaign in the coming weeks. After a disappointing debut season at Anfield, he made the courageous decision to join RB Leipzig last July. However, his time in Germany was brought to a premature end in January after just 158 minutes of Bundesliga action, only to join Morton at Hull City. During his time in East Yorkshire, the 21-year-old made quite the impression, scoring 9 goals in 20 appearances for the Tigers, and reminded Liverpool exactly why they'd made such an aggressive push to land this signature from Fulham 18 months earlier. Seth Vandenberg is another one. Become the forgotten man almost at Liverpool, having spent a number of seasons out. The versatile defender had only made 4 first team appearances for the Reds since signing from Pek Zwolle in 2019, but has spent 3.5 seasons impressing while on loan at the likes of Preston, Schalke, and more recently Mainz. Van der Beek, discussing his future, admitted that he still has sights on establishing a career in England or Germany, and at the moment has little desire to return to Holland. Now, Phillips, who you expect, I'm still amazed that he's owned by Liverpool, not because I don't love Nat Phillips to bits, but he's 27 years old. And he goes on to say, he spent most of his Anfield career playing his trade in leagues here, there and everywhere, apart from, of course, his stellar contribution in 2021, as he and Reece Williams formed an unlikely partnership to help the Reds combat an unprecedented injury crisis and finish third in the Premier League. After an underwhelming reunion with Brendan Rodgers at Celtic earlier this season, he's enjoyed a revival with Cardiff City in the Championship, started 17 of 18 games since moving to South Wales in January. One more I'll mention there is Luke Chambers, who's had a strong season at Wigan Athletic. And in fact, if you want to know more about how Luke Chambers has performed, on those loan watch interviews, I know for a fact that Dan has just concluded one with a Wigan-based journalist to find out how Luke Chambers has got on there. So if you want to find out more from that, then I would strongly recommend heading to redmenplus.com and getting that in your ears or face as soon as humanly possible. Yeah, if you want to get access to Redmen Plus and you want it half price for an entire year, and in doing so, particularly with the coming weeks and months coming up with a fascinating time for the football club, I believe I'm accurate in saying, because I can't imagine how it's not true, the deepest library of Arne Slot-related content that Liverpool fans can consume is currently on redmenplus.com right now. Dan has spoken to everything from ex-players who've played under him, players who've played with him, coaches that have coached alongside him, journalists, fans, and everything in between to get a rounded view of Liverpool's incoming manager. If you use the code SLOT, S-L-O-T, you get half price yearly subscription to redmenplus.com. Go to redmenplus.com, sign up, use the code SLOT, get a year for half price. Fill your boots on all that gorgeous slotty content. As podcast or as video, and yeah, obviously gear up for a summer of exciting transfer news as well. Anyway, that's it from me. Thank you so much. Ta-da.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.